This is episode 2330 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and welcome back. We are at day 4 of our series this week. We're exploring an important theme. It is the theme to help you manage procrastination. It's a highly requested theme, and I'm honored to share with you meditation techniques every single day to help you get the important things done in your life that you may have put on hold. Especially as we continue life in a pandemic, you may feel as though, oh, you should put these things on hold until you can pursue them a little more easily, maybe. Well, there is no time like the present to be creative with how you pursue your big dreams and goals. You have a special challenge this week. Your challenge is to join the International 5 a.m. Club. And we're following along with the book, and it's also a membership site program by Robin Sharma called the 5 a.m. Club. You may already wake up early, and that's fantastic. Maybe you wake up early and meditate. You might not really be geared up to wake up at 5 a.m. So maybe for you, you wake up at 6, an hour before you normally wake up, or maybe even half an hour before you normally wake up. And know that it's okay if you don't wake up every single day at 5 a.m. or earlier than you normally do. It's okay. If you could work towards establishing the habit of waking up early, I think you will find that you have more time to do and to reflect on those things that matter most to you. And what I find when I wake up is that I am able to reflect on what is important to me much better than I'm able to do in the middle of the day or even at the end of the day. At the end of the day, I'm often tired. I fall asleep sometimes when I'm trying to meditate. So for me, I like to start my day early, and this is something that I've gone through in cycles throughout my life where I have woken up at 5 a.m. and even earlier, and things went really, really well for me for maybe a year or two. And then I got out of the habit. So I'm back in this habit this week with you. I do these same challenges right along with you. And I am finding that I'm getting important work done. But what I wanted to share with you is that often what I accomplish this early in the morning is reflection. I'm able to think. It's quiet. Most of the world is asleep. It's dark outside. And I'm able to gain clarity about why I'm doing what I'm doing and what I need to do. And so then when I feel really motivated to work, which for me is in the morning hours after I have breakfast. So for me, I really like to be working from about 8 to 11. And then I like to work from about 1 to 3 or 4. And I find that these are my most productive flow times. You'll notice for yourself when those times are. And this is a time for me to take action. But when I don't wake up early and I try to take action, I find that I'm distracted. I find that I'm not as focused or clear about why I'm doing what I'm doing. And I also find that I'm forgetful. Every day for me, I have a different type of schedule. So I don't have a consistent, regular schedule. And that is because I'm working on lots of different projects. So sometimes I forget what day it is or what it is I need to do. So when I have my early morning time, I am able to focus my mind and become very clear about what it is I need to do that day. So you might find this for yourself as well. Well, I'm sharing with you from Robin Sharma's book and his membership site, A Quote Each Day. This is a great quote. I'm going to guide you through this quote as you meditate today. It is, "The discomfort of growth is always less than the tragedy of regret." The discomfort of growth is always less than the tragedy of regret. So think about that for a moment. Think about coming to the end of your life and what it is you would regret not having accomplished. I also invite you today to place your hand in a mudra. A mudra is a way you position your hands that stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. It's similar to yoga. They're often referred to as yoga in your hands. The mudra for today is the Kalesvara mudra, and you can see a little video of me doing this mudra at sunset on the beach, and I place my hands in this mudra. It's a simple mudra to do. It looks like you're placing your hand in the shape of a heart, and this mudra is reported to open your heart to what it is you need to do and to feel as though you have control over your life. Because these days, we often don't feel like we have control over our life during a pandemic. This mudra will help you feel grounded and in control. So I'll guide you through the mudra and then I'll guide you through the meditation. You can hold the mudra for however long you want to hold it. 10 to 15 minutes at a time is recommended several times a day. I like to do mudras both when I'm meditating and when I am going throughout my day. So, to do this mudra, you're going to touch your knuckles together. You can lay your hands in your lap or hold your hands up at your chest. Press your knuckles together and then press your thumbs together, placing them downward. That's the point of the heart, and your knuckles form the rest of the heart. Now do one more thing. Extend your middle fingers upward, pressing them together. Now you are doing the Kalesvara mudra. Straighten your spine and close your eyes. Gently elevate your eyes upward. This helps to elevate your thoughts and consciousness. Begin to relax your body and notice where you hold tension in your body. Reflect on what caused this tension and the mood you're in. Name your mood. Knowing you'll work with whatever mood you're in, and if you're experiencing joy and peace, deepen these emotions. Whenever you feel them, deepen them. Sit in stillness and give yourself a full experience of these beautiful sensations. Inhale deeply through your nose and mentally affirm, "Now is my time to shine. Now is my time to shine." As you exhale, let go of doubt and fear. Beautiful. Now bring to mind something your working on and focusing on this week? What is it that you have been procrastinating that you're bringing back to life this week? Recharging your commitment, re-energizing your willpower. Now visualize yourself a year from now, or even at the end of your life. And reflect on how you would feel if you didn't pursue this goal. Would you regret it? This goal may mean so much to you that you must do it in order to feel fulfilled in life. It's that important to you. Allow yourself to sit in stillness, reflecting on what it would mean to you to have accomplished this goal a year from now or at the end of your life. Visualize how you would feel. Visualize what a difference this goal would make in your life. Continue sitting in stillness, knowing you are so worth slowing down for.